91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. You've probably seen at least one, if not dozens, of the Artworks murals all over Greater Cincinnati in the past several years. Every summer, students join with professionals to create the murals. At the end of this summer, 75 will have been completed. And that's not all Artworks does. We'll talk about their programs in just a moment. And then later in the program, pit bulls. How dangerous are they and should they be banned? But first, joining me to talk about Artworks are Artworks Communications Manager Christine Carley and Artworks Youth Apprentice Katrina Jones. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hey. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. We're going to start with you, Christine, and tell us a little bit about what Artworks is for people who may not really know what it's all about. They've seen the murals, but they don't know how they've all come about.
Well, Artworks started back in 1996, primarily as a youth employment organization where we take art and we transform the city. So fast forward now to 2014, we've completed, like I said, over 75 murals, but we also do quite a bit of projects outside of just the murals. We have something called Hero Design Company, which Katrina has worked for, in which we make superhero capes for critically ill children at Ronald McDonald House and Children's Hospital. We also do some entrepreneurial-based projects with youth apprentices, so they learn how to create a design-based project and also market that project for sale. So that's another aspect of what we do at Artworks as well.
Now, you mentioned that it was started out as an employment program, so the students do get paid, the apprentices get paid?
Absolutely.
Katrina, tell us how you got started. Where did you decide, because you've done this now for a few years, how did you decide to get involved?
Well, I've loved art my entire life. When I was little, I would doodle on all of my worksheets in kindergarten and preschool and whatnot. And when I was 15, there was actually a flyer for Artworks hanging up in my mom's library. She worked at the Marymount Library, and there was a flyer. And I looked at it, and I thought that would be the best job in the world ever. But I didn't really think that I could do it. But my mom encouraged me, you know, like, I really think you should try this. So thought, why not give it a shot? And I got hired.
So you've been doing this now for 3 years. What do you like about it?
It's the best program I've ever been a part of in my entire life. You get to meet so many people that you would have never met in the first place and just build these relationships with them that just last for more than just the project, that lasts forever. And then at the same time, you're getting to do something that you love, which is art, and getting not only that, but getting paid to do it. I would do it anyways, even if we weren't getting paid.
Don't say that too loudly.
But, you know, so it's really impactful, really.
You talk about making friends and meeting people. Are these the other apprentices, or are you talking about the professionals you're working with? Who do you keep in touch with?
Everybody, really. I mean, the apprentices are the ones that are your age and have your same interests and whatnot. But then at the same time, you have your teaching artists and project managers working side by side with you, trying to help you. And then you start having a bond with them also as they're helping you get the job done and whatnot.
How do you think it's changed and for you over time? I mean, are you a better artist now than you were 3 years ago, do you think? Or are you just enjoying the different aspects of what you're doing?
I'm a better artist and a better person at the same time. Especially after Hero Design Company, my entire life has changed, really.
Well, you mentioned Hero Design Company, and you talked about that too, Christine. Tell us a little more. You said you make capes. Tell us how that works. What is it all about?
Yes, it's a program in which we send our youth apprentices into Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House, and they partner with a child, and they talk about their favorite superhero, their favorite things, their favorite likes. Katrina, you can tell us more about it since she's interviewed and worked with several children.
Yes, just a little more detail on the process. We go in, and each apprentice is partnered with a different child. And we sit down, we have this cute little packet, you know, like, oh, which one of these people are superheroes and all that. But then what we're really doing is trying to figure out different interests, different hobbies they like, what is their favorite food, and we're actively listening to them and making an insignia for the cape that we're making for them based off of the things that they like. And
so it's not necessarily if it's going to say Superman, it'll be whatever this person, this particular child likes.
Yeah. So like if there's one kid who really loves sports and dogs, then maybe you could have a football with some dog ears on it. And it's unique because it's specifically for them.
So you design the cape and you paint it? I mean, how does that work? How do you?
We actually sew it.
You sew it?
Yes.
Wow. So you're learning all kinds of skills.
Oh, yeah. I did not know how to sew before here at Design Company.
So do you draw the design first and then figure out how to sew it? And how did you learn to sew?
Yes. We draw a basic outline of the design with the kid, you know, just to make sure that they like it. And then we put some more detail into it after we get back to the studio. And we have sewing machines everywhere. And we take the capes and we have different colors of cloth. We cut out all the shapes and then we crotch stitch sew them onto the insignia design. And then we sew the insignia design onto the cape.
And what do the kids think when they get these capes?
Oh my gosh. Their reactions are just about the best thing in the world. They get so happy and they're so excited. They put it on as soon as they see it. And we have them do a hero lap around the building, you know, to test out the cape. So they're all running around and they're so excited. And it's just about the cutest thing in the world.
And I guess they get to keep it. I mean, how many of those do you do in a year's time? Or do you do that year round, or is that just a summer activity?
We do it spring through fall. In the summer, we plan on making 150 capes. And I will say, I said we just do Ronald McDonald's House and Children's Hospital, but this summer we've actually expanded. So we're also working with the U.S. Bank Boys and Girls Club and Camp Joy and a couple of other new organizations. So we're expanding this program.
We're talking today about ArtWorks and all that it does, and you can join the conversation by calling us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. My guests today are ArtWorks Communications Manager Christine Carley and ArtWorks Youth Apprentice Katrina Jones. Along with the murals and the capes that you're making as part of the Hero
Design Company.
I couldn't read my own handwriting there. That's pretty bad. Are there other projects as well that you work on, or are those the main ones?
Well, I'd like to also mention a project that we're working on right now with Ronald McDonald House called Room by Room. And that's another summer apprentice project where we have a lead artist who works with our youth apprentices to go into Ronald McDonald House and really help Ronald McDonald House feel more like a home through the healing power of art. So Tina Westerkamp is our lead artist on that project, and she is working right now with our youth apprentices. They've gone in and met with the families that are staying at Ronald McDonald House, and then they co-create mixed media art with the families and staff. And so at the end of the summer, we'll have 40 new pieces to install at the Ronald McDonald House in the guest rooms and the shared spaces.
So these are actual pieces of art, not like they're painting a mural on a wall.
These are actual pieces of art, and they're all one of a kind. They're all original, and they're all made, like I said, in a collaborative process. And I also want to mention that right now, through Power to Give, I know that the WVXU fans are fans of matching grants around here. We have a matching grant in play for that particular program. So if you go to our website, artworkscincinnati.org, and you choose to donate to help us with that project, your gift will be matched one-to-one.
Talk about how you're funded. Where does funding for ArtWorks come from?
Our funding comes from a range of sources. We are a not-for-profit, so we do receive funding from the City of Cincinnati. We also receive funding from a number of foundations and individual donors as well.
And that's all added together. And it's been going on, you said, since 1996. Has it grown a lot since then? Do you do much more now than when you started out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, actually, a lot of people don't know that the mural program didn't even begin until 2007. So in that time, like I said, we've created 75 murals. But, you know, we've been around since 1996 employing youth, so.
And they're all over. They're not just in downtown. I mean, I know there are a lot of prominent murals around, but you're going to be working on one in Newport coming up. Tell us a little bit about that, Katrina.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about that one. I start that one Thursday, actually. I'm just now getting finished with the zoo barn. It's the city barn that the zoo owns right outside the zoo. And there's 18 small murals and one big mural on the side of it. It's pretty cool.
And so, and you'll be working on one now at Newport on the levee at the aquarium. Is that right?
That's yes.
the one in Newport coming up. And how do you do it? I mean, I know there are so many of them from this large portrait of, or not portrait, painting of Jim Tarbell to mm-hmm. the hands from the mural, from the, on the convention
oh,
center.
Yes. Uh-huh.
From the, I'm forgetting what they're called, the Union Terminal.
The Union Terminal mosaics.
Mosaics.
Yes.
I wanted to say murals and I knew that was wrong. How do you pick what you're going to do? Who decides what's going to be painted?
That's a really good question. I think one of the things that we're really good at doing at Artworks is extensive community engagement. So when we are approached to do a mural, we will work with the community where the mural is going to exist and the stakeholders that surround that mural and really go through a creative process together where we determine, you know, the subject matter that is meaningful to people in that neighborhood, the history that's meaningful to the people that live there, gathering stories, selecting icons, things that are memorable and that people associate with that particular community. So at the end of the process, we're giving the community a mural that really is meaningful to them and that they feel a sense of ownership for.
As you're working on them, have you found, Katrina, that you learn more about these communities, these places that you've been working?
Oh, yes. Before my mural last year, I don't think I had ever stepped foot onto the west side of Cincinnati. So that was my
And what did you work on? What were you doing over there?
That was the Queensgate Firefighters mural. It's really awesome. You should go look at it. It's on the Firefighter Union building. So I got to learn a lot about that neighborhood, Queensgate, Delhi area. And I got to learn about firefighters.
One of the things I've noticed with the murals since I've seen them over the years, they're vibrant. I mean, the colors pop out at you. They are really vibrant. Are they going to fade over time? And is there anything to be done to keep them going longer? Do you worry that they're going to fade away?
That's a really good question, Marianne. You know, a lot of preparation goes in at the very beginning to make sure that the wall is sealed so that it reduces water damage. A lot of layers of gesso and protective foundations go on before we ever even paint. And then afterwards, we do coat the mural with a transparent glaze that protects it from UVA and UVB rays to prevent fading, but everything fades over time. And it's something that we haven't addressed yet, but it's something that we are looking down the road to the fact that we'll need to restore some of these murals that are so prominent and have really become sort of cornerstones in the communities where they exist.
We would invite you to call us if you have a question or a comment, 513-419-7100. Ryan is calling from Design Studio. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, how are you guys?
I'm good.
I take it you all know Ryan.
Oh, yes.
We know Ryan.
Well, what's your comment or question?
Christine on here. She's the project spokesperson, and we are all sitting here listening to the interview and very excited to hear on the radio. So I'm going to pass the phone over to Christine Tweddle right now.
Great.
Okay.
Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hi, what's your comment?
Oh, I just wanted to mention that we're also working with Shriners.
Yeah, that's right. I knew I was forgetting one. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
What are you doing with Shriners? Shriners Hospital, I assume.
Mm-hmm. We're interviewing the children there, too. We actually just had an engagement with them last week.
And you're interviewing them for the capes?
Is yes.
That, oh, that's all part of the cape.
Yeah, we just interviewed them with their capes, for their capes.
And how did it go?
It went really well. It was an amazing session. Everyone was kind of worried at first, but it went so well. These kids it was actually an amazing environment for the kids because all of the kids were so eager to get their capes.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Take
no
care.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Again, our number is 513-419-7100 if you have a question or a comment. How do you decide where the murals are going to go? Do people sort of offer up spaces to you? Do you pay to put them up? How does that work?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We have an application process, and if there's anybody listening that's a part of a community where we don't have a mural or you have a really good idea for a mural in your area, you can go on our website and we have a mural application form that you can fill out. and we can review it and see if it'll work for it. But it's a collaborative process. Sometimes we will see a wall that we think is really in need of transformation, and we might suggest to the community that we would come in and partner with them to create a mural together. A lot of times we're approached by different communities to work with them to create a mural.
What's the responsibility of the owner of the wall? Do they have anything that they have to do to be considered, or to, other than filling out this form? I mean, do they have to provide you with paint or anything like that?
It's not so much the owner of the wall, though, that is part of it. It's the community at large. So there's some things that we request of the community that is listed on the website, mainly for the creative process of the mural. Like, while we have the apprentices on site there, there's certain things that we need for the apprentices so they can work there. We also need, you know, some guarantees that the mural will not be, you know, painted over, the building isn't about to be torn down or anything like that, so that our investment in that community will last for a certain number of years.
Brenda's calling from over the Rhine. Hi, Brenda. What's your question?
Oh, I don't have a question. I'm an artist that was a proud recipient of a commission for artworks, did a piece for the Convention Center, and I just wanted to say how grateful I am as an artist to artworks for the opportunity to have my work in a public place and to work in a scale that was much greater than I would have been able to do on my own. So the partnership with artworks just made things possible for me that I hadn't done before. So that's what I wanted to say.
What was the experience like for you working with the apprentices?
It was really great. The level of planning and organization to be ready for them to have tasks broken down in such a way that they could assist me was a good for me as an artist to learn, you know, how to work with help. And one of my apprentices is still working with me in my studio once a week. She's going to be going to Berea College and be in the ceramic work study program. I'm a potter, and my mural was ceramic and steel. So,
where is it? Tell us which one it is, since we have you.
My three apprentices hadn't worked in clay in any meaningful way before they worked with me. So it's in the Convention Center on the south wall of the first floor, where the escalator goes up to the second floor.
I didn't realize some were inside, so they're not all outside.
Yeah, we do have quite a few installations inside. And I'm glad that you called in, Brenda, because it sort of speaks to the real range of types of projects that we do and types of installations that we do. So thank you so much.
We appreciate You're the welcome. Call, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question or a comment about artworks today, I'm talking with Artworks Communications Manager Christine Carley and Youth Apprentice Katrina Jones. Jody's calling from Dayton. Hi, Jody.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I was calling to say that I've been following Artworks very closely over the last few years, and I'm very proud of what they've been doing. And also, as a close friend of Katrina's, I wanted to tell her that I'm proud of her and all of her hard work that she's been doing, too.
I love you, Jody.
Well, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care. Talk a little bit about what you think you're going to do, Katrina, with what you've learned here in terms of your future career. Do you think art will be a career for you?
Oh, definitely. I'm actually thinking about minoring in graphic design now, and I want to keep art as part of my career forever. My main focus is music, really, except for now that I do artworks, the art part is starting to grow more and more. And so I really want to make sure that art stays a part of my life forever.
Do you find that's true with a lot of apprentices, the ones that maybe have gone on to other things have, you know, aged out? I mean, is there an age limit as to how old people can participate?
21?
21.
So for maybe some folks have aged out, do you know what they're doing now? Any success stories because of their experiences?
You know, we actually do have quite a few success stories of apprentices that have gone on to become professional artists. One that I'd like to talk about is Rosalind Talmadge, who was a longtime youth apprentice in our program. I think she worked on 7 or 8 murals, and now she's returned, and she's the lead artist on the Newport Aquarium mural. So, and she's pursuing a master's degree in painting at Cranbrook Institute. So we're certainly really proud of her. And there's many other stories like hers, and many apprentices that have gone on to be working artists and returned as working artists with us. But what I think is really great about the program is whether we have our apprentices go on to be artists or they go on to be professionals in other careers, I really feel like their experience at Artworks prepares them for a professional career, no matter what that might be. The interview process, like Katrina and I were talking about on the way over, is very extensive.
Oh, yes, it is.
The professional skills they gain while they're on site working as a team, working under a professional artist, is, I think, really important for their futures. We also have a pretty in-depth orientation where they learn things like financial literacy and...
Yes, and that's very, very helpful because, honestly, I don't think I knew anything about finances or any of that. Or resume building is another thing that they touch upon at the orientation. It's really helpful.
So it's a lot more than just the art.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's more holistic than that, I would say.
When you are... choosing what's going to be next, what's the time frame on that? I mean, you're working to finish this up. It's a summer program. So when are you going to start thinking about what's going on next summer? Has that started already or is that done over the winter?
Oh, sure. We've been talking about next summer since last year. So, like I said, we are accepting, applications. If you have a mural, that you think would be great for your neighborhood, please turn it in. We're accepting those for next summer. But we're always looking down the road. We're always thinking about the next great project or the next means by which we can transform the city through art. So, you know, we welcome your suggestions, too. So please, you know, go to our website and tell us what you think.
Any advice for students, Katrina, who might want to get involved?
Please do it. I know the interview process and getting everything ready for the interview is... it's a lot. There's a lot of paperwork that you have to do, and there's art pieces that you have to do. Also, you have to do a still life and a self-portrait, and you have to turn in 3 of your other art pieces. And there's essays and the interview that scared me to death my first time. But after all that, if you get hired, I can assure you that your entire life will be changed.
Well, that, what more can you ask for than that, right? My goodness. Thank you both so much for being here today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
We've been talking about Artworks with communications manager Christine Carley and Artworks youth apprentice Katrina Jones. In just a moment, we'll be talking about pit bulls. Are they safe and should they be banned?